Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanavunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavagitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Okay, let's start with just in the song. I'm going to keep reminding all of us, including myself, to really enunciate the letters by moving your mouth, you know, move your mouth and open your mouth, and, you know. If you watch Swami Vardhishananda or somebody who's the people who really chant, they over-enunciate, they really use the whole sthana, the whole vocal system. So using your mouth, using your cheeks to enunciate the letters. So if you overdo it a little bit, you'll notice the difference. And then be very conscious of the short and long, and the aspirate and non-aspirate, and placement of the linguals. Just almost an exercise in consciousness, right, in terms of our chanting. That's it. Yes, Chandasa, are you there? April? Okay.
Om Yaschandasa Prishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Tyamrita Atsanam Bhagubha Sanendro Metaya Asprano Amratasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shahiram Me Vicharshanam Jehva Me Madhumattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishvam Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitambana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasakumsi mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada kato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashibhissahaswaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Damayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashodane sani swaha Shreyan Vasya Sosani Swaha Tantwa Pagat Pravishani Swaha Sama Pagat Pravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasra Shake Nipagahan Twayi Mraje Swaha Yatha Pavravata Yanti Yatha Masa Aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha dhatarayantu sarvatha swaha prativeshosi pramabhati pramapajaswa.
Aham vrikshasya.
Om, Om, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva, Kirtiv Prishtam Gireriva, Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi, Dravinagum Savarachasam, Sumetha Amritokshitaha, Iti Krishan Korvedanu Vachanam.
Let's go to Pranam Deva. It's the paragraph above the one that we're going to learn today. We're going to learn Yato Vachani Vartante today. So we'll do the paragraph above that. It's on page 23 of the...
Okay, I'm on 23.
Starts with pranam.
First yeah, got it.
Pranam Deva.
Well,
it's the paragraph.
Yeah.
It's the paragraph above... Yato Vacha.
It's on page 13 so far. Transliteration.
Page 23 of mine, page 13 of the... Tara, you might want a copy of this one. I don't know about you, Virginia. I can get you that.
Okay. Thank
you. Everybody with us?
No. Oh.
Is everybody, what page
is it? On page 12, actually.
Oh, look at page 12. Look at page 12. If you're using the Sanskrit, you'll start at the bottom of page 12 in the Sanskrit.
Yes.
What are we going to do, translate?
No, you just stay where you are. You on page 23.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
On this sheet, it's here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bottom of the... You're using the transliteration, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a question?
I got some supplements. So
you have page 13 there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want
to...
Let's try it together, and then we'll... Let's try it together, and then if I hear it weak, we'll just stop and we'll repeat it to me. Pran, together. Pranan deva anupananti manusha pashavaschaye prano hi bhutanamayuhu tasma sarva yushamuchate sarvame. Sarvameva ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate prano hi bhutanam ayuhu tasmat sarva yushamuchyate iti tasyaisha eva sharira atma yah purvasya tasmad va etasmat pranamayat Anyantara atma mano mayaha tenaisha purnaha sava esha purusha vidha. I'm sorry. Sava esha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhaha tasya yajure vashiraha rikdakshina pakshaha samotara pakshaha Adesha Atma Atharvangirasa Pucham Pratishta Terabhyesha Shloko Bhavati. Okay, go back to the pranam. Repeat after me. Pranandeva Anupranamti Pranandeva Anupranamti Manusha Pashavas Chaye Manusha Pashavas Chaye Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu Prano hi bhutanam ayuhu Tasma Sarva Yushamuchyate Tasma Sarva Yushamuchyate Sarva Mevata Ayuryanti Sarvamevata ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate ye pranam brahmopasate prano hi bhutanam ayuhu prano hi bhutanam ayuhu tasmat sarvayushamuchyate iti tasmat sarvayushamuchyate iti Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yah purvasya. Yah purvasya. Tasmad va etasmat pranamayat. Tasmad va etasmat pranamayat. Anyantara atma manomayaha. Anyantara atma manomayaha tenaisha purnaha tenaisha purnaha sava esha purusha vidha eva sava esha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam Anvayam Purusha Vidaha.
Anvayam Purusha Vidaha.
Tasya Yajure Vashiraha.
Tasya Yajure Vashiraha.
Rigdakshina Pakshaha.
Rigdakshina Pakshaha.
Samotara Pakshaha.
Samotara Pakshaha.
Adesha Atma.
Adesha Atma.
Atharvangirasav Pucham Pratishtha. Atharvangirasav Pucham Pratishtha.
Atharvangirasav Pucham Pratishtha.
Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati.
Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati.
Oh, that in your transliteration, I have to add. I have to remember to add that. People who have, are using transliteration, that dropped out, unfortunately. I'll put it back in.
What dropped out?
The Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati for the transliteration.
Okay,
okay, let's read through and translate this next paragraph. Repeat after me. Yato Vacho.
Yato Vacho.
Nivaratante.
Nivaratante.
Yato Vacho Nivaratante.
Yato Vacho Nivaratante.
Aprapya.
Aprapya.
Manasa Saha.
Manasa Saha.
Aprapya Manasa Saha.
Aprapya Manasa Saha.
Anandam Brahmano.
Anandam Brahmano.
Vidvan.
Vidvan.
Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Nabipeti.
Nabipeti.
Kadachaneti.
Kadachaneti.
Nabipeti Kadachaneti.
Nabipeti Kadachaneti.
Nabipeti Kadachaneti.
Nabipeti Kadachaneti.
Tasyaisha.
Tasyaisha.
Eva Sharira.
Eva Sharira.
Atma.
Atma.
Tasyaisha Eva Sharira Atma.
Tasyaisha Eva Sharira Atma.
Yath Purvasya.
Yath Purvasya.
Tasmad Va.
Tasmad Va.
Etasman.
Etasman.
Manomayat.
Manomayat.
Tasmad va etasman manomayat.
Tasmad va etasman manomayat.
Tasmad va etasman manomayat.
Tasmad va etasman manomayat.
Etasman.
Etasman.
Manomayat.
Manomayat.
Etasman manomayat.
Etasman manomayat.
Etasman manomayat.
Etasman manomayat.
Anyontara.
Anyontara.
Atma.
Atma.
Vijnanamayaha.
Vijnanamayaha.
Anyontara atma vijnanamayaha.
Anyontara atma vijnanamayaha.
Anyontara atma vijnanamayaha.
Anyantra Atma Vijnanamaya.
Tenaisha Purnaha.
Tenaisha Purnaha.
Sava Esha.
Sava Esha.
Purusha Vidha Eva.
Purusha Vidha Eva.
Purusha Vidha.
Purusha Vidha.
Purusha Vidha Eva.
Purusha Vidha Eva.
Sava Esha. Purusha Vidha Eva.
Sava Esha Purusha
Vidha
Eva.
Sava Esha Purusha Vidha Eva.
Purusha Vidha Eva.
Purusha Vidha Eva. Tasya.
Tasya.
Purusha Vidha Tam.
Purusha Vidha Tam.
Vidha Tam.
Vidha Tam.
Vidha Tam.
Vidha Tam.
Purusha Vidha Tam.
Purusha Vidha Tam.
Kiki, why don't you do that one for us, the Tasya Purusha? The problem with this, like we like last week, is that aspirate with the non-aspirate. Can you just read it? We'll repeat, do it three or four times. From the Tasya.
Tasya Purusha Vithatam.
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 Tasya Purusha Vithatam. Okay, thanks. Anvayam Purusha Vidaha.
Anvayam Purusha Vidaha.
Tasya Shraddhaiva Shiraha.
Tasya Shraddhaiva Shiraha.
Tasya Shraddhaiva Shiraha.
Tasya Shraddhaiva Shiraha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Notice that Anuswara will be pronounced as the dental nasal because of the da. Mm-hmm. So, Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan
Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Still hearing an M. Vritan. Vritan. It's going to take a na, dental nakara, because of the dental da following. Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Vritan Dakshinath Pakshaha.
Satyam Uttara 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 Pakshaha.
I'm putting the sandhi together, so Satyam Mu. Okay. If I break the sandhi, it's going to be Satyam Uttara Uttaraha Pakshaha. But if we're chanting just together, Satyam Uttara Pakshaha. Satyam Uttara Pakshaha. Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Yoga Atma.
Yoga Atma.
Mahat Pucham Pratishtha.
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 Tarabhyesha. Shloko
Pavati. Shloko
Pavati. Tadabhyesha Shloko Pavati.
Tadabhyesha Shloko Pavati.
Okay, let's go to the top there, Gito Vacha. Translate. Break the sandhi and translate. Yataha. Yataha Vachaha Nivaratante. Okay. Yataha, from which? Okay. You know the. Is everybody with me here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yataha, from which? Vachaha, so yataha, from which? Vachaha, words. Namrita plural. Nivartante. Atmanepada from nivrit, nivartante. Return. From which? Vachaha, words. Nivartante, return.
Which is return?
Nivarakante, come back. From which words return? From which words come back? Present tense, atmanepada, third person plural. Aprapya, indeclinable past participle. Having not reached. Prapya means having gained or reached. Aprapya, having not reached. Manasa, with manasa saha. Saha means together with, it's an indeclinable. Manasa, third person, instrumental singular. From manas, manasa, saha, with the mind, together with the mind. So we would say, to translate, that from which words to get, that from which words, together with the mind, return having not reached. Right? Literally, if I just go word by word, from which words return having not reached, together with the mind.
How do you get the together with?
Saha. The manasa is in the instrumental singular, and it's it's governed by saha. Saha governs the instrumental, means together with. So, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. These two lines are ones to memorize. Swamiji.
Aren't they from other different keys?
They're in different places. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And even in this Upanishad, at the end of this Brahmanandavali, they do this again with more thoroughness. Okay. So, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. Okay. Repeat after me. Yato vacho nivartante.
Yato vacho nivartante.
Apropya manasasaha.
Apropya manasasaha.
Yato vacho nivartante.
Yato vacho nivartante.
Apropya manasasaha.
Apropya manasasaha.
Anandam brahmanaha vidvan.
Anandam brahmanaha.
Anandam is ananda, fullness, limitless, sometimes translated problematically as bliss. But ananda, wholeness, fullness, the very nature of Brahman is ananda, limitless being consciousness, which is wholeness, fullness. So anandam, nominative singular, brahmanaha, genitive, singular, the ananda of Brahman, the vidvan. This goes like this. Vidvan means the knower. The idea is the knower of the anandam of Brahman.
What form is
vidvan? Comes from vidvat, the one who has knowledge. So it's a nominative singular. How they translate is the one who knows, the vidvan. So you take vidvan as this, the one who knows. Okay? To make this work grammatically, vidvan. Nominative singular, the one who knows what? The anandam of Brahman, the limitless being of Brahman. And it's not that Brahman has some ananda. It's that it's like saying Ra for astrology, it's like saying Rahu's head. Rahu is the head. Right? Anandam is Brahman. They use this construction. The ananda of Brahman. See? So, the one who knows, the vidvan, who knows the anandam, the limitless being of Brahman, okay? Nabibeti. You have to repeat. Nabibeti. Kadachana iti.
Kadachana iti.
Nabibeti. Kadachana iti, thus, okay? Iti puts this whole in quotes. I'll tell you why. The iti ends this particular verse, this particular quote. He never fears. Kadachana. Kadachana is an indefinite pronoun. It means sometimes. When you negate an indefinite pronoun, it becomes an absolute. So in the positive, kadachana means sometimes. Na kadachana means never. If I were to say an indefinite pronoun like kaschit, something, someone. Okay, that's indefinite. Could be someone, anybody, or kaschit. But na kaschit means no one. Okay. See what I mean? So you have to, for Sanskrit people, make a note of that, that an indefinite pronoun is indefinite in the positive and absolute in the negative. Okay, so here, when we say na kadachana, kada means when, kadachana means whenever. Okay? Indefinite. Na kadachana means never. So here we say, he never fears. Nabibeti. You haven't learned the third gana. Some of you have. This is third gana in the Sanskrit. Nabibeti kadachana iti. He never fears. The one who is a knower of the ananda of, which is the ananda of Brahman, nabibeti kadachana, he never fears. Okay.
So confusing.
For chanting, I guess I know.
Well, when you get a little bit of fear, what do you do? You attribute that to the mind?
No, you attribute it to the perception of duality. And there should be another verse that says, the one who sees even the smallest whiff of duality has fear.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
All the time. Okay, so this verse. Now, if you go up to the last, very last line of the previous verse, it says, "Tad api eshaha shlokaha bhavati." Remember, each one of these paragraphs ends with this. It says, "For that which we've just talked about, there is a shloka. There is a verse." Now, this is the verse: "Yato vacho nivartante apropya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan nabibeti kadachana iti." Okay?
So the iti, the quote start at the beginning.
Yeah, well, the iti, okay. It'll take you all the way back to Yato. Yeah. From Yato to Kadachana is the verse is the shloka that's being referred to. So it's this particular shloka is so famous You know, and it comes in different versions also, but here in the Taittiriya it's famous. And we'll see it at the end of the Brahmananda Bali that we're working on now. They'll do it again and go into more depth. But this, they're just quoting it now in reference to this Manomaya Kosha that was it from the previous verse.
Okay.
So let's try to chant this and then we'll do the rest that we're familiar with.
Yato vacho nivartante. Apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti. Yato vacho nivartante. Apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti. Yato vacho nivartante. Apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti.
Let's do it together.
Yato vacho nivartante. Apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti. Yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti. Yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kadachaneti.
Are you lost?
The truth is, I stayed up off organizing and unpacking, and I got like very little sleep, so there's not much voice left in me anyway.
quiet today.
If you're using the transpiration, it's down at the bottom there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we going to translate more?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So now, so those two lines, that quote is something to be memorized. And you'll hear Swamiji saying this.
There's three lines.
Oh, okay. For me and those two.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it from Yato Vacho ending with Tadachanati. Right, yato vacho nivartante apapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan nabideti kadachaneti. Though that is the quote to be memorized.
Carol, would you, I'm sorry to do this, would you mind giving us the translation again of the first part?
From which?
But I mean the...
In all of it?
The one that makes sense.
Okay.
From which we're putting it in, having not reached together with the mind.
Okay. From which... They're talking about Brahman.
Yeah.
From Brahman. But yata, from which speech, together with the mind, return, having not reached. So, you see, you imagine, like, by speech, when we think of speech, speech is of, in the world, we're not lakshana, not the vachartha, the immediate meaning of a word, is some object or some concept that exists within duality. Mm-hmm. So Brahman is not an object that speech can grasp. We use speech in terms of lakshana to point to a recognition because the self is there. You can use speech by lakshana, the implication. But speech, nor can the mind. You can't have a cognition of Brahman. Like I can have a cognition of that painting, you know, or a thought modification of Brahman as an object. You can't have that. And so Brahman, because Brahman is not an object, it can't be reached by speech or by the mind. So the mind and speech will go out there trying to find it, but it'll return having not gained it. Right?
Same with the words.
Yeah, by speech, you know, you're trying to describe Brahman. Say you're trying to describe Brahman. Brahman's not an object to be described. So speech can't reach it, it'll go out trying to find it, come back empty. Cognition, you're trying to get a good look at it. Right, to see what it looks like with mind, to gain a cognition. So neither speech, you can't have a cognition of Brahman as an object, nor can speech describe it. So that from which speech and the mind return having not reached it. Mm. You see, so it's beautifully poetic, right? It's like the mind and speech running all around looking for it. They're not able to find it, so they return empty-handed.
It's also sort of like looking for your Ananda.
Yeah, come back empty.
Come up empty in the end.
Yeah.
Is Paula still here?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how old.
She's not there.
Okay.
Are you okay, Paula?
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, we see the top of your face and your mouth. That's all. We don't get to see your chin.
Your chin is missing.
We don't know if you're in your 90 or not.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
All right, you get the picture.
Okay. Okay. So everybody see this?
That was great.
Okay. Yeah, I'll unfold a little. Now, this other part is mostly repetitive. This is the rest of this is what is repeated in each section, but let's go ahead and do it. Tasya eshaha.
Tasya eshaha.
Eva.
Eva.
Shariraha atma.
Shariraha atma.
Yaha purvasya.
Yaha purvasya.
Okay, now this is like one sentence. And it goes like this. I'll just do word for word. We've done this before, but we'll just keep doing it. Tasya, of that. Eshaha, this. Evaha, indeed. Shariraha, embodied. I'll say that in a different way, but take it for now, just shariraha, embodied. Nominative singular. Tasya is genitive singular, Esha ha nominative singular, Eva indeclinable, Sharira ha nominative singular, Atma, the self, the embodied self, Yaha, which, Purvasya, before, in the genitive singular, Yaha is nominative. So now what we do is we take the Tasya Purvasya, the two genitives, of that which came before, which was, if you remember, what they were talking about in the previous verse, was the pranamaya, and the manomaya was that which was interior to the pranamaya, right? Remember, there's the annamaya, the food sheath, which is in which the pranamaya is embodied, and then there's the manomaya, the mental sheath. In which is embodied in the pranamaya. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to, so now we're finishing up this manomaya, and we're going to go on to the vijnanamaya. Okay, so here it says, tasya purvasya, of that which came before, this manomaya, indeed, is the embodied self. Right? The manomaya, the mental sheath, the mental kosha, that which is made of just the mind stuff, that is the embodied self of the pranamaya. Now it says, tasmat, vai, va becomes vai by Sunday, tasmat, vai, etasmat, manomayat, anyaha antaraha atma vijnanamayaha. Tasmat etasmat. That is in the fifth case, pronouns. Vai means indeed. So from that this. From that which we've been talking about. From that and manomaya, fifth case. From that this manomaya. From that tasmat this, manomayat manomaya, that which consists of the mental sheath. From that this manomaya, which now we've been spent all this time talking about, anyaha, another, nominative singular, antara, inner, nominative singular, atma, self, vijnanamayaha, nominative. So, we use the fifth case there with antaraha or anyaha to show distinction. Another, which is interior to that, this manomaya. So, the vijnanamaya, the knowledge sheath, that which consists of vijnana, I'll explain that in a minute, that which consists of vijnana, is the self, is another self, anyaha, atma, which is antaraha, inner. So now the vijnanamaya is another self which is interior to the manomaya. Remember, we're going annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, now vijnanamaya. Each one is interior to the other. So I'm now saying, now there's this vijnanamaya, which is another self, anyaha atma, which is antaraha, which is interior, which is inner. Inner to what? That will take the fifth case. Inner to that, this manomaya, which we've been discussing. So.
That's my favorite sheath.
What about the anandamaya?
Yeah, really, that's too my favorite one. Yeah, yeah.
Anandamaya is good enough for
me. It is my favorite.
Okay, so this is the same as what we've been doing in the other verses. So, in interior to this manomaya, there is another atma, which is the vijnanamaya. The knowledge sheet. Okay. Tena eshaha purnaha.
Tena
eshaha purusha.
Tena
eshaha purnaha.
Tena eshaha purnaha.
By that, this is filled. By that, tena, third case, instrumental. Tena, by that. Eshaha, nominative, singular. This. Purnaha, past passive participle. From priya to fill. By that, this is filled. So, by that vijnanamaya, this manomaya is full, is filled. You know, like pouring water into a pitcher? Mm-hmm. We're pouring the Vijnanamaya into the Manomaya, and the Vijnanamaya totally fills as the it becomes the interior Atma, innermost to that Manomaya. So by that, this is filled. Saha by Eshaha.
Saha by Eshaha.
Purusha Vidaha.
Purusha Vidaha.
Eva.
Eva.
That indeed this means that Vijnanamaya that we're talking about, that this. This Vijnanamaya, which is that which we've been talking about. So that's that this construction again, that indeed is this, is Purusha Vidaha Eva, is indeed in the Vidha, the Akara, in the form of the Purusha. Remember, because the Jiva takes on the form of the physical body, which is Anamaya Kosha. So this is the Purusha. This is that form. Now when the Pranamaya is filled in, poured in, you know, interior to this, it will take on this form. Because this is like the container. Now the Pranamaya fills that, so it's in this form.
Form of the person is Purusha person?
Yeah, the physical body. This person here. So the Pranamaya is poured into that, it takes this form. Then the Manomaya is poured into the Pranam, fills up the Pranamaya, so it takes on this. Then the Vijnanamaya is subtler than the Manomaya, so it takes on this form. So everything is taking on the form of the body because it's filling the body. Okay? So here it says, that this Vijnanamaya is indeed Eva Purusha Vidaha, in the form of the Purusha Vidha. It has the form of the Purusha, of the person, the Jiva that's here.
So Vidha?
Form mm-hmm. Akara. And he just says it, repeats it. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam.
Tasya Purusha Vidhatam.
Anu Ayam.
Anu Ayam.
See that va? That's Rupasa. Anu Ayam.
Anu Ayam.
Purusha Vidhaha.
Purusha Vidhaha.
So then he says, reading backwards, this Purusha Vidaha, this form of the Purusha, talking about the Vijnanamaya, Anu, follows after the form, the Purusha Vidha, the being in the form of a body. That ta affix is that abstract affix. So we'd say this Purusha Vidha of the Vijnanamaya, this form of the person of the Vijnanamaya, is simply, it's following after the being a human form for that Manomaya. So the Tasya goes to the Manomaya. Because now the Manomaya took on the form of the Pranamaya, which took on the form of the Anamaya. Mm-hmm. Right? And so now this Vijnanamaya is following after that sequence. And it itself is following the form that have taken the human form of that Manomaya.
Okay.
It resonates. It resonates what you're saying, you know. I mean, when you say that, I
get
it. Visualize it.
Yeah. Good, that's right. You should visualize it. That's perfect. You should
I
visualize
see those
it.
Russian dolls.
So now, yeah. So now, let's see what they say about the head and etc. Tasya.
Tasya.
Shraddha Eva.
Shraddha Eva.
Shiraha.
Shiraha.
For that, of that, tasya genitive, shraddha, long a, nominative singular, feminine nominative singular, for that shraddha indeed, Eva, is the shiraha, the head. So that would be, remember each one, this is a visualization, each one is going to have a head, it'll have a right side, a left side, and a trunk. So here, for the Vijnanamaya, the head is shraddha. Ritam dakshinaha. Ritam means both, and the next say Ritam Dakshinaha. Ritam is the right side, and then I'll translate. So Ritam Dakshinaha. Ritam is the right side. Satyam is the Uttara Pakshaha. Say Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Satyam Uttara Pakshaha.
Satyam is the left side. Uttara Pakshaha. So now, Rittam and Satyam both mean truth. So what's the difference? So Shankara unfolds the difference in this way. Rittam is the truth in terms of the mind. In other words, in terms of the Vedas, your mind understands the knowledge of the Vedas as it is. So your understanding is true to the Vedas themselves.
Accurate.
It's accurate. You have an accurate understanding. So on a mental level, Rittam, you have an accurate understanding of what is. Satyam. It's a baby.
Yeah. Angry.
Not to be.
Satyam is the verbal understanding, so that Satyam, that truth, has to match Rittam. So Satyam is the understanding which is true to what you know. What you say must be, as long as you say, what you say should be true to what you know. Because what you say can be false. It could be not true to what you know.
Right.
So Satyam is the truth, the saying the truth. It's in terms of, it's in truth, Satyam is in truth of both, is the truth both in terms of speech and in terms of action. Okay? In terms of speech and action, that which is true to what you know mentally. And what you know mentally is rhythm. For that to be true, it must be true to the reality of what is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So one is about sanity, kind of, and the other one is...
Well, not about sanity. It's about a knowledge which is true to reality.
Yeah, okay. Real and realistic.
But this is talking about... I mean, it's not like saying action. It's not talking about dharma. It's talking about knowledge.
It's talking about knowledge.
Yeah.
But it also gets into dharma with the satyam and rittam. Uh-huh. Rittam is just one level inward. Rittam is truth in reference to what you know being true to what actually is. Okay. Whereas satyam is the speech and action which is in resonance with what you know. Is true to what you know. Like say you know something and then you lie about it. Or you behave in a way that is opposed to what you know.
Mm-hmm. So satyam has to do with action and rittam has to do more with the mind.
Satyam has to do with speech and action. Mm-hmm. Rittam has to do with cognition. And both have to do with truth.
What does rittam mean again?
Rittam is truth in terms of your cognition, your understanding, that your understanding is in harmony with what actually is true to what actually is. And satyam is what that same truth, but now is in harmony in terms of your speech and your action, is in harmony with what you know. And what you know, rittam, is true to what is. Okay? So that's how they make this distinction here.
It's 10.
Okay, we'll take a break in a minute. Yogaha Atma. Yoga is Atma. And here, by yoga they mean what we call Chitta Samadhanam. Yoga is a peace of mind through the resolution of Karma Yoga Buddhi, resolution of Raga Dvesha, likes and dislikes. So yoga is the Shanti. Chitta Samadhanam means a relaxation, a peace of mind through the neutralization of likes and dislikes. It's called Chitta Samadhanam. It means the quietude, the focus of the mind, brought about by Karma Yoga, that Karma Yoga Buddhi, and the resolution of likes and dislikes. So.
And the resolution of likes and dislikes can be brought about through Karma Yoga Buddhi?
Yeah. And others are ways also. So, but yes, all of that hooks in. Then, Mahaha Pucham Pratishtha.
Mahaha Pucham Pratishtha.
Mahaha is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the manifest knowledge. It's when the Maya Upadhi manifests, Ishvara manifests. The manifest knowledge, it's like the infinite Vijnana Maya Kosha. Knowledge manifest.
Could you say that again? What's infinite?
If we say that from the standpoint of the human being, and I haven't done a lot of unfoldment on this yet, but we'll see. Vijnanam is understanding, knowledge. Manas is the vritti itself. You can have a vritti without any knowledge. You just have the cognition. Like, for instance, you can, like, we can memorize the whole Vedas, and in fact, in fact, they do memorize the whole Vedas without knowing what it is. Okay. So you can have the cognition without knowledge of the meaning of the cognition, right? Vijnanam is not just the manas, not just the cognition brought about through sense perception, but it's the vijnanam, it's the clarity, it's the artha, what we call Vedarta, it's the understanding of the Vedas, the meaning of it. Mm-hmm. So with Hiranyagarbha, if we think on what we call a vishti, an individual level, right, on an individual level, that's vishti, upadi, that's Vijnanamaya Kosha. For you, your Vijnanamaya Kosha is where there is knowledge, there's clarity. Also the karta, the doer, that's where the ahankara is in the Vijnanamaya Kosha. So there's clarity of knowledge, there's decisiveness. Manas is really just the perception. It's also emotions are included in the manas. But just the perception. Vijnanam is the understanding. So Hiranyagarbha is the, what we call
the golden
she
name.
Caught something.
No, it's a ball. It's
a ball, but just
a girl, big girl. The Sameshti level. The Sameshti level is Hiranyagarbha. Means manifest knowledge. It's the like the infinite buddhi of Ishvara. Right? That's Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha, the total Sameshti, is the tail, that which gives the support to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. The Vijnanamaya Kosha is knowledge on the individual level. You know, but what is that, what's holding that knowledge is that buddhi of decisive thinking is Hiranyagarbha. Okay. So Mahat means Hiranyagarbha.
We need a chart.
Then he says, Tat api eshaha shlokaha bhavati. Okay. That also this. Tat, that, api also, eshaha, this. Shlokaha bhavati. There is also a shloka for this. Right? So remember, each one there'll be a shloka for.
So it's interesting, that they have this quote in the beginning. So this quote, obviously, it has to relate to the rest of this.
No, it's not. This is all for laid out in this way for chanting, because actually, they'll talk about the like here, do you see the verse that begins with pranam deva? Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the quote for the preceding. Because the preceding says there is also a shloka for this, and that's pranam deva.
Okay,
then they talk all about the prana, the manomaya maya being inside the prana. Mm-hmm. Then they say there's a shloka for this, yato vacho nivartante.
Okay.
Then they start with the vijnanamaya. And there'll be a shloka for that also. Vijnanam yajnam tadute. You haven't read yet.
Okay, thank you.
Let's stop here. Let's take our tour. Take a break now. Okay.
Roof cars.
Roof cars and all of that.